That's Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. I told a little story earlier about getting chased by a German Shepherd today on my little jog walk. And I think I expressed how dead ass serious I was. It was a bad situation I was in, and the little lady that couldn't walk and couldn't speak English trying to get the dog off of me it lasted longer than I would like. But where I was going with all of that, Tyler, is I've been chased by dogs three times in the last, I'd say, month on my little jog walks.
That's
here.
Three bad owners.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm gonna be real honest with you. I don't do this on purpose, because these are like really emotional, like high intense like moments.
Yeah,
I think of Tyler every time, and I dog cuss him.
What?
As I'm staring that German Shepherd in the face yesterday, I'm like, Tyler, sorry, Tyler.
It's not one of my bitches chasing you.
I was gonna say, I feel like Tyler would have his in line. Tyler would have. I don't feel like Tyler would be out there. If you jog past Tyler's house, I feel like you're gonna be safe.
Well, exactly.
I just feel like I'm in a bad situation, and I can hear Tyler making an excuse for the dog, like blaming it on its owner, which I understand.
There's no such thing as bad dogs; it's just bad owners.
See, when that thing was staring me in the face, it looked like a bad dog.
No, and I get that. I've been chased by some scary dogs over in Pinehurst and Baytown growing up. That's a scary moment, so I understand. But I do truly believe there is no such thing as just an inherently bad dog.
Can I tell you, Clint? I got to tell you this. I thought about you this morning. I found a possum in my trash can outside. And I thought about you and having to get the raccoons from under your rental property.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what would Clint do right now? And I just took the trash can and shook him out of there.
I want a pet raccoon.
But I got to tell you, man, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting to see that possum. Like, man, is being around Clint?
Hey, yeah,
having like country rural things happen to me now.
You should let him in that can and put him in the car and take him about 15 miles away, and he won't find his way back to your crib.
That's what I was. I was like, man, where did he come from?
Hey, that's what I was told. Catch him raccoons and take him at least 15 miles away was the number that kept coming up. You got to take them 15 miles away or they'll come back. I was like, damn, they're pretty.
You can domesticate them.
You take me a couple. No, I don't want to do that. You take me a couple of miles away, I ain't coming back. You ain't going to go all the way 15.
I just let them run across my yard to the neighbors.
Go
in their trash. I don't care where you go. Just don't be over in my trash can. It's all good.
That is great. All right, the Texans. They got the New England Patriots this weekend. And I'm telling you, the Patriots have been they've had a run of bad luck.